government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Welcome back to the Skiff. We're going to have our friend Alex on right now. Bring him in. He'll be audio only. My friend, how are you?
Hello, Todd. Good.
Good to hear from you. So I wanted to talk about what's going on in Ukraine, and I'm pulling up your slideshow right now. So tell us what's happening on the ground.
Well, I prepared some slides for you. And
yeah,
for,
it's coming. It's coming. There we go.
So, I also sent you the video from Zelensky, and it's a very recent video, and I have not watched it yet. So could you please pull up the video and let's watch it together, and then I will translate what Zelensky said.
Excellent. So I will play that now.
Належить унітарній державі України. І всі, тому знов-таки про території нашої держави може говорити тільки народ України. І ви знаєте, що для нас це червоні лінії визнавати будь-які території тимчасово окуповані як території не українські, а російські. Тому знов-таки відповідні представники, про кого ви сказали, обговорюють питання
All right, let me translate what he said, because it's a fresh video that Zelensky made in the morning today. There was the sign on this video screen, Skabeeva. Well, Skabeeva is a Russian journalist, but the primary source is Zelensky. So let me translate the words from Mr. Zelensky. And in his speech, he said that the representatives of the United States, neither Witkoff, either Kellogg, are not allowed to make any propositions or conclusions on the extortion of any Ukrainian territories or regions of Ukraine in any of the negotiations. Never. This is the answer of Mr. Zelensky and his puppet masters to Mr. Trump and Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kellogg. And I think that the negotiations are over. And
you think they're over from who? Zelensky and Trump, or Trump and Putin?
The negotiations that were conducted by Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Mm-hmm. Putin. They are basically halted by Mr. Zelensky and the puppet masters of Mr. Zelensky. So now let's look at some slides in order mm-hmm. to have some additional backup and view into this question. So this little presentation, like it is like a brief, and I had this question that's like in a British manner. It's like to die or not to die, right? What is mm-hmm. the question? So is it a peace deal or is it a peace deal? Mm-hmm. So it's a play of word and it's an homonym.
Yes,
as we understand. So let's look at some of those slides. So the natural reserves of Ukraine are on the table for to negotiate mm-hmm. With British puppet masters and American puppet masters and Russian puppet masters. As we forecasted several years ago, the stake on the table are the natural reserves of Ukraine. So the war is not political war. I mean, there are some political reasons for the war, some security reasons for the war, but the reality of the war is, of course, the licenses for the abundant natural reserves that are presumably located in several regions of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And yes, we did research that question and we understand what's going on with the natural reserves of Ukraine, but that was researched in another presentation mm-hmm. and in another research. So what I want to point your attention at is that the anticipated deal would grant the U.S. royalty payments from profits generated by Ukrainian mining resources and rare minerals. So the current proposition from Mr. Trump and the team behind Mr. Trump is that the United States deep state has provided close to $200 billion to Ukraine, and that was provided in the form of grants, credits, and blah, 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 various kind of military support, help, financing. However, the United States and Mr. Trump want this money back, and they want this money back in the form of royalty and participation in natural resources deal.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people realize that the natural resources of Ukraine, reserves of Ukraine, have been already sold through various criminal licensing procedures to oligarchs of Ukraine, oligarchs of Great Britain, a couple of oligarchs from the United States. Of course, there are some oligarchs from the United States, and let's face it, it's not, I mean, the oligarchy is not only a person who comes from Russia or Ukraine. There's oligarchy in the United Kingdom, and there's the oligarchy in the United States. Well, just mm-hmm. there's just a different term for the oligarchy in the United States. In the United States, you might call those people magnates, or mm-hmm. you may call them
robber barons or whatever. Yeah,
barons. Mm-hmm. Barons. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a synonym. So this is the stake. And oligarchs of the United Kingdom and the United States, they participate in the natural reserves mining deals based on criminal licenses as of right now. So the question on the table for the negotiation is that how all parties can get even more licenses mm-hmm. from the government of Ukraine. Nobody speaks about the population of Ukraine. Nobody speaks about any sovereignty anymore. Mm-hmm. So this is it. This is the capitulation of Ukraine. And the question is, who gets what?
Right.
Next slide,
right.
Next slide, please.
Sure. Hold on.
So what kind of deal is that? So meanwhile, Mr. Witkoff visited Mr. Putin. You can see smiley faces of Mr. Putin and Mr. Witkoff. They shook hands. Apparently, they reached some agreement. Otherwise, Mr. Putin would not allow to take any pictures in this kind of manner. It is a very rare occasion when Mr. Putin allows to take any pictures of himself with anybody. So that means that they did reach some behind the scenes agreement. And the address of Mr. Zelensky that we watched on the video is basically the answer of Mr. Zelensky and puppet masters of Zelensky to both Vitkov and both Mr. Putin. So you can see here that Steve Witkoff detailed compelling meeting with Mr. Putin and said that they reached something very important for the world. Next slide, please. So meanwhile, so what we see meanwhile, so what kind of deal is that? So in this deal, Mr. Witkoff apparently discussed with Mr. Putin that Russian demands would be kind of granted. And the current Russian demand that was voiced in Riyadh meetings and voiced by Mr. Putin is that according to the parliamentary hearings and decisions made by Russian Duma, Russian parliament, four oblasts of Ukraine, Donetsk, Lugansk, Zaporizhzhia, and Kherson, are considered parts of Russian Federation. The current front line is not completely aligned with the borders of those four regions. That means that the current front line, let's say for Khersonska, is on half of the region of Khersonska Oblast of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The current front line of Zaporizhzhia Oblast is approximately in the middle of Zaporizhzhia Oblast, but Putin decided that they want those two oblasts as part of Russia. And apparently that was on the negotiation table.
Yeah, Witkoff specifically said that there was land discussed. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So Witkoff said that they discussed the land, they discussed the nuclear power station in Zaporizhzhia that is currently occupied by Russian military forces, and they discussed a couple other questions. I haven't seen any leaks on the meeting agenda with Putin yet. I think that we will see the original communique document from Mr. Lavrov and Russian Federation today, sometime later. Mm-hmm. And usually Russians do not lie in the communique on what was discussed on the meeting. So we will see and we will understand why. But apparently Mr. Zelensky has already been briefed by some of the analysts from his puppet masters. And his answer is on the video that we watched with you at the beginning of this show.
So we are in the factory in Kentucky. This is Alp World HQ, and we are at the end of the packing line. So I'm going to show you how it works. We have the card, throw it in there. There's a packing slip, and then you have the Alp. And four, but that seems honestly like a lot. Three now, but it's good. These pack a punch that, you know, for a normal 18 brand, it'd be like eight. You know, we think three is fine. Next one. Again, four. I'll throw three in just to keep it fair. Okay? There you go. So you can see you can get fast at this. And really, it's just a matter of repetition. This is kind of the assembly line that, you know, Henry Ford devised so long ago.
Tucker, stealing all the Alp again.
Yeah, translate that for us.
Okay.
Just give an overview, you know.
Okay, overview of the video with Mr. Zelensky one more time. Mr. Zelensky said in his speech in the morning today in Odessa that neither Mr. Witkoff or Mr. Kellogg have any competence or have any conclusion to make any propositions on any of the regions of Ukraine to be extorted out of Ukraine.
So he's saying there's no peace because we're not going to give up territory, which, you know, he said, but he's being advised to say this, you know, and Zelensky went on 60 Minutes and said that Trump was essentially incompetent or impotent, I think, something to that nature.
Yes.
So we have a situation where before he's saying, yes, I understand their territory needs to be, you know, given to Russia because that's the reality. But now he's maybe backing away from that. The question is, how does Trump, you know, just not listen to Zelensky and do what needs to be done? Does he cut off aid? You know, he's got people in his administration working against this. All the globalists are working against Trump. So it's a fight, right?
It is a fight. Yeah. We will see later today and later this week what will happen next. I mean, this is the move of the globalists and the puppet masters of Zelensky against Mr. Mm-hmm. Trump. And Mr. Trump will have to respond on this. And let's look at the next slide.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, April 14th, that happens right now, today. Ukrainian troops have entered Belgorod regions of Russia. That's near Kharkov. And despite Witkov was in Moscow and Mr. Kachka, the envoy of Ukraine to Mr. Kachka, the envoy from Ukraine was sent to Washington, D.C. So there is the current offense from Ukraine to Russian territory, and there's
so this is a new incursion into Belgorod, Russia.
Yes. Next slide, please.
That's pretty offensive in the middle of a war when you're trying to make peace.
Exactly. Yeah. I do not believe of any peace talks when we see such news. Next slide, please. So meanwhile, April 12th, that happened couple days ago, Russian rockets hit Sumy district, Sumy city. That was, I think it was kind of staged from both sides of the of Ukraine and Russia. Mm-hmm. I personally think that they specifically leaked the information on the ceremony to award the Ukrainian military formation in the center of the city. They specifically leaked that information, and then because the ceremony was not conducted by Ukrainian troops, so that's why there were no military in the center of the city. But the information was leaked, and then the Russian forces fired the rockets on presumably several hundreds of Ukrainian troops that were supposed to be gathered on the center of the city, but there were no troops, and they hit civilians. So I think
Is that the case? Because I heard that there were trucks there bringing in troops, like pickup trucks that were military vehicles. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about the trucks. I heard from the news, and I saw the videos, and I didn't see any military trucks. And I read
opinion is they said that there would be military there, but they just brought in civilians instead. But
They did not notify the civilians. Civilians lived their life, and they were walking in the city, and they leaked the information or something leaked, but probably at some point of time the Ukrainian forces decided not to do the ceremony, but they did not notify the civilians to withdraw from the center of the city. This situation in Sumy, it was, in my opinion and my understanding of the situation, and I know how they usually create this fuck up situations. It's both criminal, and it was a leak, but they did not notify, they did not prevent, and that was kind of, then they decided to stage it, and they decided to take a picture and video footage of
for our audience sake, what you're saying is they announced this big military formation of award ceremony of several hundred soldiers, and then they canceled it at the last minute. The information was likely leaked to the Russians, who targeted this at this time, but there were only civilians there. And then they put the videos up all over the net saying, look at what Russia did. Is that
succinct? Yes. That's a summary. That's what I understand. Next slide, please. Mm-hmm. So then, meanwhile, April 14th, today, this happened today, Zelensky signed another illegitimate decree to continue the military status or the war status until September 25. And tomorrow, the Parliament of Ukraine is supposed to vote to prolongate this military status of Ukraine, basically continuing the war and giving additional dictator power confirming the dictator regime of Mr. Zelensky. So I do not see any peace negotiations happening while there is a war war status going on in Ukraine. And that means that the elections, if any elections will take place, that will happen in December, January of next year. I mean, this year, December 25 or January 26. That means that the puppet masters behind Mr. Zelensky have decided to continue the war. And what we witness right now is the escalation of the war. Next slide.
Yes, okay.
So meanwhile, April 13th, yesterday, the candidate from the puppet masters of Mr. Zelensky and the candidate of, for the president of Ukraine, his name is Zaluzhny. He was a former chief commander of Ukrainian armed forces. He is currently an envoy of Ukraine in the Maritime Association of the UK, and he is also an ambassador of Ukraine in the UK, to the UK. So in his yesterday's speech, so he delivered a big, big address. They call it an address to fellow Ukrainians. And it was like an address to the nation. So think about this as an address to the nation. It's like... it's like when the president of the United States addresses the nation. So this is that was the kind of the president in the exile, the candidate for the president of Ukraine, savior of Ukrainian nation, addressed the nation of Ukraine. And he suggested, I'm quoting him here, "Dear fellow Ukrainians, you should have a privilege to die for Ukraine, and you should be ready to kill and to, ready to die for Ukraine."
Wow.
Well, I'm Ukrainian. I was born in Ukraine, and I think this is this kind of address from this person who is Mr. Zaluzhny. I think that this is his canny ass. I mean,
yeah,
it is like it. What a proposition to die for Ukraine! Yeah. I mean,
meanwhile he's in the UK.
Meanwhile he's in the UK, and please note the flag of the Maritime Association just below the map of Ukraine, and you can see the flag of the Maritime Association of the UK.
Looks like James Bond's office in the UK. Alex, we've got to go here shortly. Do you have anything else you want to get out?
There's one more slide.
Okay.
Yeah, the one more slide and we finish. Meanwhile, there's Mr. Kachka. Mr. Kachka is Mr. Doc. So his name is...
We had that article on our site.
Yeah, we had an article. So he has been sent by the puppet masters of the Renaissance Foundation and the puppet masters from the United Kingdom. He has been sent to Washington, D.C. to negotiate on the natural reserves and the peace treaty. And next slide.
Okay.
So next slide, and this is the end of the slide. And apparently Mr. Kachka, who's his doc, I mean, you can see his face. I mean, his surname means doc. I mean, he knows that his name means doc. So he was sent, he failed the negotiations on the grain treaty with the European Union. And that's why he obtained this kind of reputation that he can fail anything. And that's why my personal understanding is that the puppet masters basically are utilizing a clown that they sent to the Washington, D.C. in order to fail the negotiations. And next slide, please. Who are the puppet masters? The puppet masters ordered to hire some support for Mr. Kachka. And they hired the well-known British lawyers, Hogan Lovells, that you can see this person who has the arbitrage experience in European Union and Ukraine and Russia. His name is Michael Davison. And Michael Davison and Hogan Lovells consulted Rolls-Royce, and they consulted the Maritime Association of the United Kingdom. So these guys will travel. They are right now in Washington, D.C., conducting the peace treaty negotiations with Washington, D.C., and natural reserves deal with Mr. Trump. So let's see how they will succeed. Congratulations.
Alex, Yes, thank you so much. People don't get this kind of information anywhere else. I really appreciate you coming on, and
thank you.
We'll talk soon. Okay, we'll be right back.